We're down at the David Lewis Centre for the official unveiling of a brand new cafe kitchen that's been opened in memory of one of the amazing people, Joanna, that was part of the David Lewis Centre. And I'm proud to say that I'm joined now by Joanna's brother, Simon. Simon, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. A little bit emotional, but absolutely blown away by the reception we've had here today.
I can imagine. And just tell me a little bit about Joanna then. How has this all come about?
Joanna was here for a very long time, I think 27 years, but don't quote me on that. And I think this has come about because she came here after a fairly difficult period of being unsettled in her life at various establishments and institutions. And my mother stumbled on David Lewis by looking at a pamphlet in the hairdressers, believe it one day.
Wow.
And Joanna came here for a 6-week trial and never left. And was incredibly happy here and just thrived throughout her whole time here.
And just quickly then, how did the David Lewis Centre impact Joanna's life while she was here?
It gave her independence, it gave her a real good purpose in life. So she loved working in the cafe, she loved working in the shop, immensely proud of all the products in the shop. Would tell me every week about the rising price of crunchies, ad infinitum, so I bought some crunchies today in her honour. And she just made friends here and was always welcome. She spoke really fondly of all the staff and all the residents at all times. And the funny thing is, Jo loved coming home, and whenever she came back to the David Lewis Centre, she always said she wanted to stay home, but as soon as she got in here, she'd just get out of the car and disappear, and we'd say, see you later.
Gone.
That's how settled she was, yeah.
And obviously today then is an emotional day.
Yeah.
It's a very proud day, I'm sure, for you and the family. And it's an amazing gesture what the David Lewis Centre have put together.
Absolutely incredible, yeah.
What does it actually mean to see a name above the door?
Everything. You're going to make me cry again. I've taken several photos. We couldn't believe it when they rang us up and said they were going to do that in our honour. And this was undoubtedly her favourite place in the centre. She loved coming down the cafe, spoke about it all the time. So the fact they've named it after her is a real honour, and we feel very, very proud, both of Joanna, but also incredibly proud and affectionate of the whole David Lewis Centre. Staff here have been amazing throughout her whole time here.
Absolutely. And just finally then, obviously, we're being told there is a JoJo inspired menu.
Yeah, there is.
Are we going to find crunchies on there?
you won't find crunchies until I've had a look at it, but what you will find is cheese, or as she called it, blocks. She loved her blocks of cheese. So there's fish fingers in there as well. She loved fish and chips, but her favourite food in the world by far was cheese. So the fact they've put cheese on the menu is truly fitting to Joanna.
Simon, it's an absolute privilege to meet you.
Thank you very much indeed
for your time.
Thank you.
And let's hope that this does her memory proud.
It certainly does. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Still down at the David Lewis Centre this afternoon then, and we have launched the new cafe, JoJo's Place, and I'm pleased to say that I'm joined by Zosia, who is one of the ladies who works here, but spent a lot of time working with Joanna as well, didn't you?
I did, yes.
How long did you work with her for?
About 3.5 years.
So give me a bit of an insight then. What was she like to work with?
Oh, she was lovely. She was her own character. She was bubbly, had great personality, and she'd do anything to help others. She loved working in the shop and obviously loved coming for a food. She loved a fish, chips and coleslaw in the cafe 3 times a week.
Now, I'm getting told about this fish, chips and coleslaw quite often, and I've got to be honest, I don't think it's strange at all, because I'd quite happily have that myself. Was it just a go-to for every time?
It was, yeah, nothing. She wouldn't have chips, and obviously they'd always make sure that they'd always have fish for her as well.
Now, obviously you spent 3.5 years working with Joanna, and obviously losing her must be awful, because obviously the family are here today. What is it like from your side of things to see the cafe opened in her memory?
Oh, it's lovely. I mean, it's remarkable, and I mean, to have my husband to get the job as well, to run it, it's just, you know, he'll do proud, and obviously a memory will go on, and everyone knows it as JoJo's Place now.
Now, I've got to ask you, because you did tell me this earlier, you worked in the cafe, you left on the same day your husband started. Just a coincidence?
No, actually, I was at the visitor centre. I was doing all the LFTs for all family that came in, and visitors and contractors. And obviously, testing finished it. Finished on the 31st, the same day, like you say, my husband got here, opened the cafe. But today is the official opening of JoJo's Place.
And just finally then, I've got to ask you, what is it actually like to be part of the David Lewis Centre?
Oh, it's brilliant. It's lovely. They can't do enough for you. Obviously, I've had a risk assessment, and I've always been looked after. And at the moment, I'm currently on reception. So this is my day off today, and I just wanted to show my support and obviously see family again, because obviously when family are like from far away, I used to meet them at Banbury, and we used to have a catch up and a coffee, and obviously Joanna went for home for the weekend.
Saoirse, thanks ever so much for sharing your memories with us, and congratulations with the cafe.
Oh, thank you very much. Cheers. Thank you.
So we're down at the David Lewis Centre, and it's Monday the 24th of October. We've just officially opened the JoJo's Place Cafe, and I'm pleased to say that I'm joined now by the Chief Executive of the David Lewis Centre, John Heritage. John, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and the weather's holding out, which is great.
It is. Now, I've got to ask you, obviously we've had a chat with Simon, Joanna's brother, but I wanted to ask you from the David Lewis side, how did this all come about, and how did you get to the point where calling the CAF JoJo's Place happened?
Basically, the cafe closed during COVID, and it was a really special place for Joanna Potton, who was one of our residents, and sadly she died just as we were coming out of COVID, and we thought it'd be a really nice tribute to her that we renamed the cafe, which was a really special part of her life, as she was a really special part of this place, that we called it JoJo's Place. And it's actually called Place, spelt as in fish, as it was a really special thing for her on a Friday to have fish and coleslaw and chips. So we just thought it was a really nice touch that we renamed the cafe. We're absolutely delighted that all Joanna's family and her friends are able to come and celebrate her life today and the reopening of the cafe.
Yeah, and I've just been talking, and honoured, to be fair, to be talking to her brother and her niece as well about obviously what this place meant to her. And I'm told that the menu is inspired by her. We can expect a lot of fish, coleslaw and cheese on the menu.
Apparently so, and I think Joanna's favourite menus were a combination of all of those things in one meal. So I think she had a particularly distinctive menu choice, and what we've really gone for today is a menu that really does celebrate her life, and that's something that will carry on throughout the time JoJo's is open.
And talking just finally to some of your team, obviously, you've done awards, you've had events going off over the past couple of months. We were here for the Mad Hatter's tea party that was amazing. The weather was considerably warmer than it is now. But you were celebrating the long-serving achievement of some of the staff that have been here such a long time. You've opened somewhere in the memory of a resident who was here over 25 years. How important is it as a centre that you recognise not only the staff that give their time and their efforts, but also the amazing residents that you've got here, because they make it what it is, don't they?
Absolutely. The people make this place, whether that's members of our team, and we recently celebrated people who've done 1,000 years of service to David Lewis, some long service celebratory lunches, and also, as you quite rightly say, the people that live here and access services here, they make David Lewis what it is. So it's really important to us that we're able to celebrate both of those key components that make David Lewis the special place.
And just before I get back to your fish, chips and coleslaw then this afternoon, what's coming up next? Because I understand we've got Halloween parties, there's something for bonfire night, Christmas round the corner.
Absolutely, it's a fun-packed programme of events, and that's again about trying to help people understand more about what we do and also celebrate what we do and the people who live here and families and our staff to be able to celebrate key points in the year. So we've got a firework display, we've got Halloween parties, we've got stuff going on for Christmas, we've got our plans for some exciting stuff into the new year. So really exciting programme of things coming up over the next few months.
If anybody wants more information about the David Lewis Centre or any of the events coming up, what do they need to do?
If they want more information about the David Lewis, they can follow us on Twitter, they can use our Facebook page, we've got TikTok now, so we've got all the social media platforms, as well as obviously looking at our website. And please get in touch with us if you'd like to know more about what we do.
Fantastic, John, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much for coming down.